Hello?
That's our intro.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. Wow. I'm Mike. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
And I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh, we're going to have some fun. Oh.
Yeah. He's getting ramped up.
Oh, man.
All ramped up.
Oh, I'm rammy.
Give him one slice rammy. Beer and he's ready to go.
Woo. Yeah, next couple hours we're going to be hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be friends. We're going to be friends by the end of this.
Uh-oh. I'm completely unprepared.
We're going to be friends or worse. Best
one,
friends.
One day we're going to get one of those board ops. We're going to be best friends, guys.
Ooh. It's your choice. Friends or best friends. You pick.
We're going to... Yeah. This is live podcast.
And we're checking your dates.
I love
be good. Be excellent to each other.
Spill beer on the board.
We're going to be hanging out for a couple hours drinking beers, just like we're doing now. We're going to listen to our listeners call us, and we're going to have some fun. Being a beer geek's all about.
So...
before the show, Matt gets ramped up here, before the show, we had a couple tailgates beers. One of them was an oldie, but a goodie.
Wait, well, Nick, your kids will like
it. Well, kids will like it.
It's old as
the audience from. Looks on confused. We believe Wazoo Corvette does a lot of donating. We believe this was an Exopero donated beer. We're not 100% sure because it's been in there for so long. We didn't write it down, but it's a collab beer between Deschutes and Hair of the Dog Brewery out of there in the Oregon's there. The Collage, two Collage Conflux series. 100% barrel-aged beer. That's all you need to know about it.
That's it.
Barrel-aged beer.
What more do you want to know?
We waited too long on that, but still had all the notes of the things. He covered it up for the ABV game on this. Now, Nick, do you have a ABV guess?
Mm-hmm. 13.
10-2.
Whoa, and right, Nick right wins that what? One. 14-3.
Mm. Oh, good Lord.
Wow. We let all the alcohol get out of there right that long.
It's cleansing my sinuses Ooh. Right now.
And we also had, we just have so much beer now that we have to drink the good stuff during tailgates too. This one was a Wazoo Corvette beer from the Slice Brewing. Macaroni Necklace Hazy IPA, and it was good. I don't know if Nick's opinion is the same as Matt and I's, but wow. It just what I was saying on the tailgate is what every brewery should do if they want to make a good IPA these days.
Mm-hmm.
Has Nelson,
okay,
Citra, uh-huh. Mosaic. Oh. You're done. This is all you need.
And
the only excuse you have is it's like, oh, we couldn't get enough of one of the three. And I'm like, okay, you did what you could. You put some Mosaic or Idaho 7 or whatever the hell. That's fine. You filled in the gaps. But if you can get these three hops, why would you ever do anything else?
If you can't find Citra hops.
Oh, yeah?
You got a problem.
You got a problem.
Yeah, problem. I can't find any. Mosaic and Nelson, if you don't have a contract, you'll probably have to buy secondhand. You probably can't just go to the store and be like,
Walmart,
the hop store.
Walmart.
I bet
Mosaic.
Walmart can ship it to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon can ship you some Mosaic.
Well, that would be secondhand. So, yeah.
Let's see.
That is a damn good beer. Good job, Slice. Good job, Wazoo Corvette.
So then the little song that I played.
Yeah, so Matt, what were you ramping up?
So I was sitting at North Park Brewing, and I was looking at the menu, and I was picking off my flight, and there's this one beer. It's like the name stood out. Obviously, I was a couple beers in the evening, so my recollection wasn't quite there. And I was like, I'm all to the bartender. I was like, art is hard. I was like, why am I just, it's like a gravitational pull. And it's called Art is Hard. And it's the story that I was told, which seems 100% believable, is that the owner is a fan of the band Cursive. Uh-huh. And that's one of Cursive's songs is Art is Hard. And so she's like, the owner is a huge Cursive fan. And I was like, oh, that's it. I'm all coincidence. I was like, I just saw him a week and a half ago here in town.
In Fresno.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, they just played
San Diego. We get shows here, guys.
So we just had that quick moment. And I was like, well, I was like, just off the name, I'm going to have to try the beer.
Yeah.
And I tried the beer and I loved it. And I bought a 4-pack and I almost didn't bring this beer just because I wanted one last for myself. But it's super like insane to me because it's not your typical, you know, because typically hops are lemon or piney or, you know, just more kind of citrus. But to me, this is like melon. Like you just walk up to the melon, you know, the melon balls at the hors d'oeuvre table. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. Now you say that. Is definitely melon. And I don't like melon. I don't like the flavor of melon, but this, I'm liking this beer.
No, I'm not saying that I'd go get the melon sitting on the table, but I'm just saying that's that smell or that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And I like it in a hot profile.
Yeah, I do. I'm liking this. I don't know why, but it's
super easy to drink. Shit.
It's good.
So
yeah,
I need to find a way to get more of that beer.
Looking out for Art is Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Art is hard.
Come on, San Diego's. They got that North Park beer cup. They got San Diego has about 8 breweries that just kill it. And it's just always there. They're having issues as far as like they've sort of not flamed out isn't right word, but they've peaked like any city would at this point. And like you can't. So, but they still have these core amazing IPA brewers in San Diego that just you can't shake. And that Art is Hard is damn good.
Yeah. And
it's clear, Nick.
It's super clear.
I think they list the hops.
Clear it up.
So clear Citra.
Okay. Great start.
Motueka.
All right.
And Simcoe.
Okay.
Which Simcoe to me is usually on the piney side. Yeah. So I don't know where they used it, but the melon has to be from the Motueka because we know what Citra tastes like. We know what Simcoe tastes like. But like I said, I've never really had, it's not bitter. It's definitely soft on the mouthfeel. It is fairly clear. So it's not an East Coast really by clear. Any means, but
but the modern standards.
They call it a hazy IPA, which that's not a hazy IPA.
No, dude.
I could read Moosehead.
Yeah, 10 years ago, maybe that was a hazy IPA.
Why so hazy?
10 years ago, you're like, whoa, man.
Something wrong with your filter?
They didn't run it through a filter, let's be honest. But that's just, to me, to have that beer, that was just refreshing. It's like, that's what sets itself apart from other IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Sold it for gas money.
Be looking out for this one my next San Diego trip, which I got to get done here by the end of the summer.
Wow. Yeah, super cool venue, super cool staff. I mean, it was just, it checked all the boxes. I just don't, I mean, to me, I'd never really heard of them, but when I was at the beer festival, they just had the line. Push my way through their line just to get to the other half of the beer festival.
Excuse me, industry.
And I was like, why are these people just standing in line for this one brewery?
That festival must have been like just a huge, huge mountain of guys going, industry, 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 excuse me, industry. and everyone being behind the behind the tables at industry.
It was a lot
give
of
me, give me my industry pour.
There was a lot of punny shirts. Like there was this relatively large dude, but like in width and in height, mm-hmm. and he was probably about a good 6'7", probably over 300 pounds, and he had had a bear on his shirt, and it said "We'll hug for beer."
Wow,
we'll give bear hugs. So, and I was like, "You sir are not false advertising. Please don't hug me. I'll give you beer.
I'll just give you beer.
Yeah,
skip the hug.
Yeah.
Oh man,
free shrugs.
Free shrugs. Free shrugs. Hey man, how about a shrug? Thanks, bro.
What?
Damn it.
Already?
Go, man. Twice.
How long
now.
Has Matt talking?
He's been talking a while.
You're trying to get us to end the show.
Yeah. Oh. Matt has just put a... Louis loves crackers to death, and Matt has just put a cracker on his back, like about... midway, a little further down, and Louis has no idea, and it's still staying on there.
It's essentially the kick me sign right now.
Oh, it fell off. Louis just saw it. Oh, he got it. He's like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's amazing. They're just falling from the sky now. It's a missile.
This is like that video that was on Twitter this week. Did you see that where somebody dropped their camera out of a plane? Like they're skydiving, and the camera stayed on. And you watch the camera just go all the way down.
It's probably a GoPro.
Wow. Yeah, it must have been a GoPro. And it stayed on, and it hits the ground, and immediately a pig is already sniffing it.
It landed like, face up, and then there's this pig. It's like, what's this? I'm going to try to eat it.
Yeah. And you just, for like a full minute, you see a pig just trying to eat the GoPro camera.
Man.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. That's basically what just happened with Louie.
I don't think I looked at the internet this week.
Just stay off of it. Your life will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Culture, Matt, do you have something culturally you'd like to mention? Of the beer and the craft and culture.
So there's the Craft Brewers Association, CBA, and the Brewers Association. They both send me emails that have topics, and I was like, well, I should go through those every once in a while. Maybe it'll be a topic, a little bit more industry that it'll be able to talk about. Yeah, so one of them I came across in their forums was, and this is a participation question.
Oh, no, I got to work.
Oh, man.
Which, I tried to take the segment off except for the bother you, the chime in. Just like
the chime in.
What can I do to bug poor Matt in this segment? Now I gotta work.
Ugh. And so the question was simple. It was just one sentence, and it's like it's building up replies. And I think I was in San Diego. I don't think I was in Fresno, but I remember walking by an establishment, and I remember that being a sign in the place stating that. And at the time, I just thought nothing of it. I was like, that was weird. But when I came across this article, I was like, oh, no, people are seriously considering this.
And what is it?
Oh, you want to know what it is?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. Now that you've piqued my interest.
Wow. It's all anyone accepting only cards, no cash in their tap room. That was the question.
Only cards?
Only cards, no cash.
Oh.
No cash.
We're a no cash bar.
Yeah.
No cash.
And so I think
we like our Mexican restaurants.
I think we were walking the streets in San Diego, and I think we came across a place that had a sign like that. But at the time, I just was like, okay, whatever. Just continued walking. But that was a serious topic of debate, and a lot of people replied that, you know, even if they preface that they're card only, sometimes they will take cash just because that's all somebody has.
Mm-hmm.
At least from my personal experience, I've known like some people that were like patrons that were freaked out by security checking their ID. Yeah. You know, they were just like, I don't want your security checking my ID.
Oh my God. This is where we're at now.
You know, but those were the people that were also paying in cash.
I could have done that when I was trying to get in the Willikers. I mean, like, what are you doing checking my ID? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with that information?
Obviously, the people in question are older, noticeably.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm 50 years. They're like, I'm 50 years old. Yeah, yeah. Why are you bothering to check my ID?
Yeah. Why is this random dude?
But it's just like
at the bar looking like staring down my ID and my driver's license number and all that shit.
So it's just like, I know that those people exist that they just want to be, you know, no paper trail, anonymous.
Off the grid.
Yeah, off the grid.
I got my flip phone out here. Well,
so it's like, I get that, but a lot of people in the response thread, they came from a point where if they don't accept cash, they're less it's less likely for them to be robbed or money to be stolen by staff if there is just no cash changing hands. They, you know.
Wow.
So it's
staff stealers.
You know, ring it up as a $2 beer and put $8 in the tip jar. It's like there's many variables from that. And so there's two different ways to look at it. It's like, okay, maybe your staff is safer in sketchier neighborhoods. If there's no cash, there's nothing to steal. Maybe you just have shit for employees and that would just eliminate them stealing from your business. Some people got hung up on that. Like if you don't take any cash then you're susceptible to credit card fees, but it's just like, yeah, I guess that's
what you're going to do them anyway.
Yeah. It's, I think, you know, the less than 3% that Square takes from you to process credit cards, it's nothing. It adds up, but you're also making money if they take money.
Oh my gosh. I wonder what at Fres Yes Fest, what Tioga's credit percentage fee is. Yeah. Square must be like, holy shit, look at this. Look at all the money we make out of Fresno today.
To be honest, we're probably just a blip on the radar of businesses that use Square. So, obviously it does add up. I mean, if, you know, they're skimming their couple percent off each transaction, it does add up over time, but they have really good resources. They have really good insights and, you know, databases and resources. So, I mean, it makes sense why they take money and for what they provide. But from an honest perspective of somebody walking in the door, you know, there's people are going to be put off by it, even if they don't pay with cash. Like myself, 90 to 95% of the transactions I do are with a credit card. I don't hardly carry cash on me. Honestly, the times I carry cash is if I know I'm going to go to a parking garage and they probably don't take credit cards. So that's really the only time I've actually, or, you know, like I know I might need to split a tab with somebody. It's like, it's very planned out. It's never really just spontaneous. Like, oh, does anybody have $20 on them?
Spontaneous. Well, cash.
I didn't know we were going to do this dinner that we had planned for 2 weeks. Forgot to bring cash.
But, you know, like band merch, you know, like even like going to like craft fairs and people, you know, sell candles or whatever. It's like, everybody I've run into now takes cards. So I'm interested to hear your guys' side of it.
I had a really good joke.
Oh man,
for this.
I'm out of cash.
Oh man, I'm all out of cash. No, it's like this.
No, it's like this.
Oh man, I'm all out of cash. No, you're saying it like a child molester. No man, I'm all out of cash. SNL reference.
Didn't expect it to go that far.
Ah, man, I'm out of the cash.
And we've hit a new low.
And Matt's like, yes, I can't believe they found a way to
go. We wiggled out of that
one. would you guys ever go non-cash? Would that brought up at all? Would that be brought up at all? Tyler would be like,
I don't think we could get away with
you're
it.
You're too big. Like, there's too many people coming through there to be like, nope, we're only cat. We're only credit. Credit only, bro. I think, like, if you're, I guess we're there. I guess we're at that point. Like you're saying, you're 90% of the time you're using credit. So, if you came into an establishment that didn't have cash, you'd be like, you wouldn't be like, what the fuck? I can't pay for anything now.
And now most places are hitting you up for a card before they even pour your first beer for a tab.
Yeah. 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 The newest systems now are just like, we're just going to swipe your card and now you can have your card back, but you're locked in. Wow. You can leave all you want, but you're going to get, your ass is going to get charged, motherfucker. Not the old days of, coming back on Sunday morning. What time is this bar open? I need my card back. I need
my card, man.
Oh, man, they're not open till 2.
I need a burrito.
Oh, no. But if you're Dave, if you listen to Dave Ramsey,
oh boy,
better than I deserve, you're supposed to go around with just cash.
I've been carrying more cash.
Dave Ramsey system is you carry cash and envelopes.
Ooh, envelopes.
You use your budget. Their basic system is of saving money is or staying within your budget is, say you have $100 for the week for groceries. You put $100 in an envelope and that is all you use, and you don't use a card for anything else food related. And that's the whole system is, whatever your budget is, you put that in an envelope and you don't go outside of it. And it's all cash related. So
cash.
Dave Ramsey hates this idea.
Dave Ramsey.
But yeah, I think it's if I can do that, use cash, I do a better job of staying within my budget than because you keep swiping and swiping and you're just like,
$5,
like $12, $15. And then before you know it, it's your overdraft. And you're like, what the fuck happened?
So
somebody must have got into my account.
My answer to that.
Look at everything. You're like, oh, no, that was me. No, that was me.
My answer to that is I use the cash card from Square, and you can instantly add your budget to it, and it instantly debits, and it'll give you notifications to say you spent $4 at this bar. Your new total is now $130. And so it.
Fuck it, man.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
Plus, now the tipping system is percentage based instead of a dollar per.
Oh, round. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, that's come up really recently. And like, I think that must have been out of the barrel.
Yeah.
It will do percentage. And so you got like a $40. It was something weird. Like, maybe it was a restaurant because it was like, it did percentage or it did. Something where it was like, it made the tip like, it was like a $16 bill, and then it made it like $34 if I would have just hit the button for the tip.
Man.
And normally I tip like 20% as my standard, and I'm like, whoa, wait, $38?
It doubled.
No. I just had a beer.
Yeah, one so, beer.
Be careful. Watch what you're pressing there.
I'm not saying they're not worth it. It's just... I've noticed the difference the way it, if you're not paying attention, you'll hit the
button and it's over.
Yeah. The high one.
Nick, do you have some culture?
Culture. We got, the Barrel House in Paso Robles is going to have a vintage VW bus meetup they are releasing cans of their Big Sur IPA, March 6th. This is happening. So if you have a bus and you're in the Paso area. Oh,
that Big Sur is a good beer.
Yeah, that was their one that kind of like put them on the map
for me. Right,
right. Like, okay, these guys are doing something real here. Mm-hmm. And then Mango wiggled its way everywhere.
We'll have a Barrel House here soon.
Soon. Oh, yeah. Old SBI.
Soon, but it'll be here.
They said, summer? So, next year?
Yeah. Add 6 months and January.
summer. It's right now. I think Weezer is about to release another summer song next week.
What color are they on this time?
They're going through all the
colors. They just did the Black album.
Oh, I know. I have my Spork.
Metallica. There is none blacker.
I have it on tape.
Yes.
It's like a mirror.
I have album and tape. And if you pre-ordered, you got a Spork with your order.
Did you know that the day after Thanksgiving, you could do Black Album Friday?
Yes. Yes, they had that last year.
Yep.
Oh, was it Metallica? Was it Weezer included in that?
Yeah.
And so, Judas Priest, maybe?
Yeah.
What about Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap. Is that a real album? I don't think it's a real album.
This is Spinal Tap.
I call it Lick My Love Pump.
Lick My Love Pump. Oh, well, that's very beautiful.
How come I'm the only one that's with a really, beer still left?
Really beautiful song.
That was yours.
Hey.
Oh, Mikey. Mikey wants the beer. He
wants that's a beautiful song. What do you call it? Lick My Love Pump.
D minor.
D minor. It's the saddest of all.
Oh, I see Modern Times beers. How's about that? Sound good?
Who? Never heard of him.
That's another San Diego beer I brought back.
Fridge Mike.
Oh. Oh.
Uh huh. Oh. Nick was too nice. I took all the artists hard.
Yeah.
Are you in the bag of treasures?
No. Should I be in the bag? Or should I just bring this Mosaic?
Corvette has
it's in the bag, bro.
Oh, there is a beer we got to get to for. Al Green, he was like Matt. I picked out the wrong beer last week.
Please describe this.
You call out the wrong Matt, the wrong beer.
Wrong Matt. Oh yeah, sorry, wrong Matt. I don't think I said sorry last week. I meant to.
What's the Al Green beer?
It's towards the back. I can't remember. I'll look it up. We'll worry about it later. You pick what you got.
Get the look it up beer from Al Green.
Yeah,
I'm worried about it now.
There's another Al Green there, back there somewhere in the cans.
Start reading them off, and maybe one of them will stand out.
Read every one off, and then we'll be done with the episode.
Hen House Barley Wine.
Nope.
Fresh.
Is that the Smokey and the Barley Wine?
Fresh. Huh. Smokey and the Barley Wine?
Isn't that what it's called?
Now Louie's checking on Nick over there. This is how bad it is.
Bart. Has voted. Wazoo, yeah. That's Wazoo. Okay, there's only one Al Green beer.
Okay, that's probably it. I think.
What's it called?
Fresh.
Sure, get it.
Like where to enjoy it as, or it is.
So fresh.
Hey guys, it's Al Green.
Fresh and exciting.
So, barrel house thing, what was it? What we got to remember, Nick?
Volkswagen's beer, right. March 6th, Paso.
All right. Remember that. Are you going to be there?
No.
Oh.
Not Visalia?
Not Visalia.
But Paso.
You could do that. And you could
Matt's
be,
not going to be there in there?
You just remember it takes two or more to have a group. So bring a friend.
You're not going to be there either? It's the Central Coast. It's a V-dub thing, beer.
I drove my Volkswagen to Visalia, and that's about as far as I want to go in it.
You don't want to go that coastal range? You want to get to the coastal range there?
I had a Carmen.
It was a pretty desolate section once you start getting into the hills.
Yeah, I had no shoulders to pull off.
Yeah.
I had a 64 Carmen Ghia, and it had a souped up motor in it, and it could pull on the highway, no problem.
Soupy.
And that was an okay vehicle to travel to the coast in. It did it fine.
Why?
But the truck, it no.
She'd do it.
It's
like,
no.
It's like,
no.
Yeah, but it has no aerodynamics.
No, you go slow.
I know you go slow, but it's just like
everybody
it's
behind
like a
you.
Prius passes you and it blows you over 2 inches.
Whoa, man, that Prius is jamming, dude. Oh, man, getting the truck lane going up the Grapevine, it's fine.
Oh, God.
35 all the way up.
I did that with my old 69 Mustang. It was not, the transmission was all messed up, and I just stayed in second gear going up the Grapevine with all the trucks.
Hey, yeah,
yeah. At what, 5,500 RPM?
This is fun. I'm doing great here. This is a great car to be commuting from Fresno to LA with.
We're not going to make it.
No, we're not going to make it. We're not gonna make it. Over the grapevine. Were there anything, any other culture things you had, Nick?
Sadly, no.
Matt, you're good?
Oh, Apocalypse is out. We missed that last
Apocalypse.
Week.
Apocalypse.
Drake's Hypocalypse.
Drake's Brewing, doing all the cool stuff. Green, being cool.
Green, black, and white labels.
They never talk about us anymore.
I know.
We had the brewer on, and now they're like, all right, we're done with them.
Never again, guys.
Never again.
That's who you've been sending beer to? Again? How many times have we been done with this show?
I am not purposely doing that.
We've been so done with the show before it started.
New beer entering the show. This is the aforementioned Al Green beer.
Or the aforementioned what we feel is the right Al Green beer.
Pretty probably. It is fresh IPA from Civil Society Brewing Company.
Ooh,
it's got a tough. We had two amazing IPAs leading into this, so it's had a tough setup, but it's still coming through pretty nice.
It's Lemon Pledge. That's what it is.
What's your setup?
Still coming through nice. Where did
you take
hell
off the restriction plates?
Oh, I think we're into Cheers.
They're in Cheers. Will you call me tonight
and leave me a voicemail? Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
What
are
you trying to say, dude?
Go home time.
559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Perfect Bar. You call that? You'll sit through a brief message, and then you can leave us a 3-minute voicemail of something interest you think a Perfect Pour listener would be interested in.
I can confirm it's an actually, it is now a short intro.
It has been confirmed. We have a second party confirmation.
It used to be a long intro.
This would be just long. Some guy would love to hear his own voice.
What?
It was like Mikey was in the pool. He's like, it's
89 degrees. And it's a pretty nice day today.
Just go ahead and leave a message.
Got my shorts on. Everything's cool. Don't worry.
Got my pencil.
Give me something to write on. But you can also email us perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Record something on your smarty phone. And keep it under 3 minutes and send that file to us.
Don't sign us up for your newsletter. We get enough of those.
Well, anyway. I'm signing it up. I'm signing you all up.
What?
And we get the first call of the week. And it comes from a person that we're going to hear right now.
And then what? What's going on, guys?
Hey, it's me. I'm here.
That was Raw Janine right
didn't
there.
Disappear.
Didn't know. She
no,
didn't know
I was talking to hot Nordic men.
There was
hello.
No hot Nordic men there.
Poor
in
Janine.
My mind, there was. His name was Chris Holmesworth. Oh, he's Australian. He's from Down Under.
No.
Pregnant pause.
Just kidding. I wasn't talking to Chris Holmesworth.
No, it's all good. So, we want to bring up something that you guys talked about towards the end of this show.
Oh, yeah.
Did we?
About you said something about Mikey said something about, you know, having $2 beers, and then Nick said, you know, it's better than a $2 beer.
$1 beer.
$1 beer. So we have some recommendations on $1 beers.
Did we say this?
No, I
remember
so that.
My number one recommendation on $1 beers is Montucky Cold Snacks.
Ew. You can get that.
I really like it. It's got a little
Janine,
bit of corn
not
syrup
a fan.
To it, but it's $1. It's what? It's $11.99 for a 12-pack of that stuff. And it's round, and they're indie.
Oh.
What else?
They only make that one beer, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know any $1 beers.
Sorry. One in our keg right now.
Oh, Mountain Time.
So, yeah.
New Belgian Mountain Time.
Yeah, so we have a keg
and
of Mountain
Day
Time.
Nope.
So, that's buyout beer.
New Belgian has two options for $1 beers.
Buyout beer. Dayblazer
comes
anymore.
In a 15-pack, and wow. It's $14.99.
Son of a...
I know they're not really as indie as they used to be,
no,
but...
They're not indie
still,
at all, dude.
They made that beer before they got bought out by whoever bought them. So the other New Belgium reco for the $1 beer is the Mountain Time. So
another
we
lager.
Yep, it's a lager. It's a 4.4, I think, percent, but it's a good beer. If you like light stuff, it's pretty good. We have a keg of it at our house right now. And if you do the math, it comes out to around 62 cents per 12 ounce pour.
That's
but
a
if
deal.
You buy it in the 12 pack, again, $11.99.
Yep.
Wow.
And then there was one more Recco on the dollar beers that I'm blanking on. Shit, that was another one. So I think you guys get the picture. Now, this is just if you want to buy 12 packs of like light stuff. There's no like really good beer.
No triple IPAs for a dollar?
You know, that kind of
come on,
price
man.
Tag. Anyway.
We have one right now, the Periodic Shandy, that's going for really cheap.
Yeah, the Lemon Candy Shandy, but that's a local place to hear.
You can, that's summer beer. You can have that in the winter.
It's local, but they made a beer,
please
a
refrain.
Shandy, and it was like...
You're not supposed to do that.
How much was it when you said you just wanted
it? It was like a case of it for $20, but it's only because I think they're having a hard time selling it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
It's a Shandy. So yeah. I think Scotty B might like
that
one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
It's good. It's just really sweet. Like, I can drink maybe one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
So we went to River North, one of our favorite places. They have a new chili, Avarice.
Chili?
Which is
I love chili.
Is Avarice, right?
Yep, Avarice is a Belgian. It's a 9.6%.
The chili almost makes the Belgium tolerable.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeast on those.
That's I don't like pretty, beer
at all.
But
it was pretty good.
I'm with Janine on this.
Pretty tasty.
Almost.
So we do listen to your guys' looking out for us.
Oh, yes.
Because for some reason, all you're looking out for seem to be from...
Well, a lot of them.
This fantastic state of Colorado.
Nah.
Oh, shots fired, San Diego.
Colin found.
I did. They had it at Total Beverage. And so Total Wine and... our dog is crying. So Total Wine and Bevmo did not have a baby that we know of.
To make Total Beverage. We have Total Beverage here. We don't have Total Wine or BevMo. We just have Total Beverage.
Oh, I thought they were messing with us.
Two Total Beverages.
Yep, but they're basically the largest selection in our area, but we also have Applejack Liquors and Tipsy's Liquor World, which is truly an awesome spot.
And then we have some small bash places.
So anyway, the beer that you guys, well, sorry, that Matt was looking out for was the Samba Juicy Bits.
Yes.
Yes.
So they had it.
We had it. So we're sending you a box of that.
We had it.
We just sent you a box, but we'll send you another box with
Jeez, guys.
Yeah. What's up, brah?
With the Samba.
So also I saw that Al Green got some beer.
From River North.
Yeah.
How did you like it, Al?
Yeah, if you got that. I know they ship monthly.
Look at Al Green.
I had a question. I posted it to the forum about the beer we had in Germany that we like so much from this brewery called First Weyck, I think. But I put a picture of it on the forum, and I want to know if you can get it through Tavor. Because if you can, I'm signing up.
Does Tavor give European beer?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
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 Bye. Thanks, Colin and Janine.
Thanks for calling, and Janine.
It's always
that's the best pun ever.
It just is. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
How's that beer?
It's good. Hey, guys.
It's good.
It's Paul here.
What?
Calling in the...
World Between Worlds! Ooh. No!
I fell fast asleep listening to the show last week.
Oh, God. That's a great review.
Well, we all do.
Get the idea
put
that
on iTunes.
I fell asleep because I was bored. Let me assure you, that's not the issue. I just decided to try to listen to the show right before bed. And it just relaxed.
You're recommending us to Becky.
I originally started listening to the show. Well, I started listening to podcasts in general because I have crippling insomnia. And, you know, sometimes...
Except for when you listen to it.
Except for his burger board.
So I
found the cure.
I started listening to you guys, you know, often at like 3 a.m. when I couldn't get to sleep. So a lot of times what the show would do was put me back to sleep. And I'm, once again, not implying that I think you're boring.
Boring.
But anyway, it just got me to thinking, like, you know, for a while I started
because
listening
we're family
to
and it's very comforting.
And that's how these days I listen
sleep.
When I wake up and as I'm getting
we're
ready. It got me wondering, when does everybody else, when do all the other listeners, when and where do you listen to The Perfect Pour?
We haven't asked that in a long time.
And to drive that point home,
where do you listen to the
Gonna need an isolated track of that.
Wait, those are exclusives.
he basically sent bumper music, but like has his own commentary. Yeah. He has a commentary. That was a commentary track. Can we, Paul, get the non-commentary track? I like the commentary track. I'm a big director's commentary track guy.
To play every time.
I like to buy the Blu-ray and get the commentary track and all. But this to the fuck. All right, let me see if I can get that section back. Went for it on that ending. I like the
little Faith No More.
It's nice to hear Paul back in the studio.
All right.
For one.
Yeah.
Another, when do you listen to The Perfect Four? There's a topic for you to call in or get us on Twitter or on the forum or something. When what the hell are you doing?
What the hell, man?
What the hell are you doing?
What the hell? Are you bowling on a Tuesday?
Was there something else, Paul, had? I feel like there was another thing I'm missing now. I'm so distracted by the new music. I can't think of what Paul is talking about. He has insomnia and we help him get to sleep.
But not because we're boring.
That's good. Not because we're boring. Because we're family and we're comforting.
Man, baby.
And then man, baby does something. He wakes back up. He's like, ah, fuck. I was almost asleep.
No wonder I can't sleep.
Damn it. I love the music so much.
We're in the giving Scotty B some information on his questions about Mumford or Modern Times. Don't go to Modern Times, eh? Ooh. I think that's you're gonna pay a lot of money over there because they have to pay a higher rent for the facility. But here you go. Facility. Go to Mumford. If anything, at Mumford, you got like four breweries within a couple block radius from each other. Couple blocks, two to three. You got Boomtown, Angel City, Arts District, and Mumford. Arts District has a brewery, and they also have video games, and there's a restaurant. There's actually a window from Fritz. You can order food through the window.
Oh, pass-through. It's called a pass-through. We established that on the show. Caps, it's called a pass-through.
And they also have a full bar.
Pastor.
Angel City and Arts District are on the same block, just on the different corner of the block. So you park on one and you can walk to both. And then Boomtown is northern, three blocks away. And Mumford is southwest, the opposite way. From there, there's other breweries you can also visit, homie. Eagle Rock Brewery is LA's first brewery in Los Angeles District. You also have Highland Park. You've heard of Highland Park. They're a little bit northern up, but they're not too far from there, drivable. If you have a designated driver, you got it, homie. They're over towards Chinatown and La Placita Vera. So they got good food there, too. Also, Indie Beer is southeast towards the bottom, towards Boyle Heights or East L.A., and you also have Dry River Brewery, which is almost like across the street from Indie Beer. Also, other breweries in the area, if you Google it, there's like a huge pocket of small breweries within each other. There's other ones that I don't even haven't even visited yet, but there's a great community down there. There's a restaurant called La Chupería, which means chupería in Spanish. Chupa means suck, but usually we say that when we're drinking beers. So La Chupería, they have a lot of micheladas and a lot of good Mexican food. Craft beer is a hit or miss sometimes. But in that area, there's a lot of Latino culture, and it's very pleasant for me. I really enjoy it because I could take my parents there and they enjoy themselves. So go Mumford, homie. Give your money to the smaller breweries, and Modern Times can get their money when you go buy their beer at your local bottle shop. Orle, this is Chew Your Beer, and go for Mumford, homie. Peace out, eh? Ahí te guacho.
Go. Mumford, chew your beer. It gives you the hey. Tip. If you're at Modern Times in Mumford, take the turn to Mumford. Go Mumford. Wow. I'm agreeing. I haven't been either, but I agree. I've been to L.A. Modern Times. I've been to Modern Times, the original. Okay.
I've been to San Diego, L.A., and I've enjoyed those. Almost went to Oakland, but they opened like a month after I was there.
But you saw.
Bums. Mm-hmm. You bunch of bums.
Thanks, Chew, for the...
I still like Modern Times.
Mumford Rico.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
Well, I'm at a light. I'm waiting to turn left onto the 180. Can you hear my little blinker blinking? Blink, 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 blink. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
So, hey, I think it was just yesterday or maybe day before, I got a really fun newsletter from Mikey.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mikey, yeah. That was so fun.
That was fun.
It was a really fun letter.
Shout out to Ryan.
Fun games in it. But you know what I think might be a really fun tap room game, but you what? Probably only do it in the back of the tap room, not where the
this is going to be
what the kids are calling it these
in
days.
The VIP room. Like, you know, I'm going with this.
Here we go.
What about strip poker? Huh?
That's yeah, come on.
Drinking games of all time.
It is
strip poker. It were is. You and your buddies?
Your buddies.
When you're away from your wives.
When there's the guys, yeah, we're know, just a guy. That's what you want to do. Strip poker.
Guys, strip poker, guys.
An item of everybody's clothes till somebody's just ass down there, ass naked. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun to do with your pals?
It is. It's fun.
Well, anyway, think about it. It's a fun drinking game. Strip poker.
Everyone think about it, okay?
Anyway, keep
think
up
about doing that.
I'm driving!
Ah, Scotty B! With his beer. here is my request. I want hangout beer games that you're just doing while you're just hanging out, drinking beer.
I like that.
Just relaxing, playing games.
All right.
Scotty B comes back with strip poker.
Strip poker.
I like strip poker.
Oh, do you?
I'm a supporter of strip poker. But yeah. Good. Call in with your strip poker stories, everyone.
Great.
I want to hear all the strip poker stories. That's what we're here for. Finally got the show finally to a level where we can. I've been planning this for years. Plotting. And finally, we're going to get strip poker stories. I don't want any pictures. I just want the stories. As we continue on with voice.
What are the perfect poor true you be here? I'm celebrating. What am I celebrating? A few things I got to celebrate, Holmes. But quick little thing. Matt, Nick, and Mike, pop open a bottle, crack open a can, pat yourself on the backs. Congratulations.
What?
You guys made feedstops.com top 30 craft beer podcast to listen to in 2020.
Man.
You guys
were number 29.
Congratulations. Other podcasts that I do listen to that made the list, Unfiltered Gentlemen, The Four Brewers, Tap the Craft, Hop to LA, homie. That's a local podcast out here.
I thought it was Louisiana podcast.
And 26 other ones made it, homie.
That's an underrated joke right there.
What are they doing? They're pushing for listeners, man. They're showing people that there's craft beer podcasts out there for them to listen to. And remember that voice. Maybe they listened to my voicemail that I left.
Maybe.
And now I have other podcasts that I can give a try and listen. So hopefully we get more listeners at the Perfect Pour and more callers. So congratulations, Holmes. Another reason why I'm celebrating that Scotty B is in my life, homie.
Aww.
I love that man. That guy's an amazing person.
You know what else I love?
Four packs you. Of DDH General Sherman. I'm enjoying one now.
Look at you, just got those cans.
These beers go down smooth, but they hit you a little hard, homie. It's February. It's the month of love. Scotty B showing me love. Feedstop.com for showing the Perfect Pour love. So what else do I do? I'm going to show love to the listeners. Going on tab. If you're not following me, follow me now on tab and on Twitter. And you might have an opportunity to win a can of DDH General Sherman. And then you'll realize why I love this beer, why this is the love of my life, other than my wife and my kids. But...
Oh, yeah.
The winner will win.
Good save, Chu. Good save.
I'll announce the winner. How do you win, you ask?
Yeah, how do you
write
win?
Write me a love song to DDH General Sherman.
Oh.
No beats, just some lyrics, homie. The best lyrics I'm going to choose. That will be the winner, March 1st. I'll send you your beer. Hopefully, you get it by March 5th. And we can both enjoy it on my birthday, my 44th birthday on March 5th.
March 5th. And then everyone, mark your calendar right now.
Take those lyrics March and write 5th. Me a dope-ass song, eh?
Chu.
So... we'll see how it goes. So there you go. Perfect Pour, congratulations, Top 30 Podcast, Craft Podcast for the Feed Stop. Thank you, Scotty B. I love you, man. You really, really appreciate you. I'm really happy you're in my life. That's it. To the listener who's going to be able to enjoy a DDH and realize why I love it, and hopefully you fall in love with it too, homie. That's about it. Perfect Pour, Tioga Sequoia, make my dreams come true and deliver to the bottle shop. Matt, have them listen to this voicemail. This is how much I love your product. This is how much I deserve your product in my local spot. That's it, man. That's like a mic drop, homie. Just have them listen to it. And maybe they'll find it in their heart to stop by and drop some off. This is Chew Your Beer. Yaita Wacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks, Chew. There you go. Find Chew Your Beer and Untap. If you haven't already, I mean, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you've found it. And enter his contest, and you might get the DDH. Can of DDH. I still haven't got one of these cans.
What?
I'm going to go down there this weekend, though.
Shocked.
I'm finally going to get some.
I keep forgetting to bring cans.
I'm going to do it.
It's like I see him and I was like, that'd be cool to bring on the show.
That'd be cool to bring on the show. And then I move on.
The thought stops there.
And then that's it. Those are the emails. Let's see if we got some voicemails. And it looks like we did. Unless Dorktown got some.
What? The original?
Dorktown. Hi, guys.
Dorktown.
Northwest. Hey, I'll try to be quick.
Drinking out of Northwest.
Follow up to my weekend.
What?
So, I went to Bellingham Saturday. I already called in about that. Come Sunday, I play golf in the morning. I get home. The wife says, hey,
you
want to go to Olympia with me? Olympia. Okay, that's our state capital. For those who don't know, in Washington, the state capital is Washington.
I know geography.
So, Washington. I head down there. We hit up Matchless Brewing.
Ooh.
Phenomenal. Great brewery.
Phenomenal.
Sunday samplers is what they call it. I could only get a flight of their barrel-aged beer. So I got a flight of that. I got an IPA. We went around the corner to Triceratops. That is my stepdaughter who lives down there. That's her favorite brewery. So got a flight there. Great names. A lot of the names are based off like 80s movies and stuff. So good beer.
Nice.
All good. Got up the next morning, played golf, had a couple beers on the golf course, Seven Seas Pilsner, a Silver City Tropicaze, and then I went to Well 80 Brewing, which sits on an old Olympia Brewing artisanal well.
Ooh,
they
my.
Beer. They had a collab with one of the original brewers from Olympia Brewing, so that was pretty cool. And then from there, we hopped on over, or I should say, I hopped on over to Three Magnets Brewing. Their beer was okay. The one that intrigued me the most was their carrot cake imperial stout. It was a white imperial stout that was had what? Carrot in it. It was
that's
probably the best one I had there. So then I came home. Anyways, on the second part of my day tonight was the Hot Mob Roadshow, which is a tribute to the Pliny the Younger. It was a bunch of triple IPAs and hot forward beers. It's a 2-week deal. The only one in Snohomish County where I live is at my home brewery tonight at Five Rights Brewing. There was 10 beers to choose from, bunch of tasters. Yeah, all good, triples, clear, all that good stuff. Anyways, I just want to say that's it. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Louis, bye.
Louis got a shout out.
Washington.
There it is.
Did you hear Louis? Louis was whining during that. Louis, you got a shout out. Donnie up there drinking in the Northwest. And we got one more voicemail, the final voicemail of the week. And it belongs to a person.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Florida Steve.
Florida.
And I'm driving. Florida.
Yeah,
well, actually, I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, man.
I'm on my way home.
You're fucking traffic?
If you guys haven't noticed social media lately, I have been under the weather. I've been suffering from a sinus infection.
Oh, boy.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, lots of fun. I'm on the
stay away from Florida Steve.
He's infected.
You can't make fan by didn't
check
his beer.
Dates.
Check and, your dates, bro.
Yeah. I'm stuck with beer in my fridge. I can't drink
stuck
it.
Stuck with like beer a, like in my cruel, fridge. And I can't drink
cruel
it.
Trick. Like torture. I got this beer that I bought last Friday, and I can't have any of it. But anyway,
fudge.
Just before drink I came down with this sinus infection, the wife and I and some friends, we traveled down to Fort Lauderdale. Down to a brewery called Lauder Ale over by Fort Lauderdale Airport.
This is
from cans, and the canned stuff hasn't been too bad. But when we got to the brewery and we were trying their beer from the taps, it had a funny...
Uh-oh.
Clean your lines, bro.
Clean the lines.
It wasn't necessarily, like, diacetyl, but...
We're telling you how to fix it.
We just told you how to fix it, dude.
Right. Now, if you guys don't know, Fort Lauderdale has been in the news lately. Actually made national news.
Florida, man. Clean lines.
Actually have had a number of sewer main breaks around the city, which have dumped the equal amount of gallons of sewage into the bodies of water around... Fort Lauderdale, equal to that of the Exxon Valdez. Yeah, it's bad. So, I'm wondering if that could be a reason?
Ah.
Like, the water isn't exactly
what's that
best?
Smell?
I don't know.
Raw sewage.
Ooh,
I
that
love
smell.
It.
Can't you smell that
Matt's
smell?
Opinion on it, if he's got one. That's all I got, guys.
Florida.
So, anyway.
Hey, no, it's too soon.
I moved a little bit in traffic, so I'm still driving. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Got it in there.
Florida.
You did it. Thanks, which? Florida, Steve. How about getting some regulations on the dumping down there?
The dump water.
Let's get it in there.
Yeah, I can't brew with dump water.
No, it's bad.
It's bad. The flavor profile is just not.
Dumping's bad. Voicemails. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the voicemails and participating in the voicemails. Thanks for listening to them.
Thank you.
There it is. That's how I'm doing tonight. I am on topic. I am on point.
We can't get one more cheers in there.
Not yet. It's got to be natural.
Oh,
can't force it.
Okay.
All right. It's gonna be real.
Looking out for beers.
for. Look out for a thing.
A beer.
A beer, maybe.
Looking out for my first box from Pier Project.
Oh, did you do it? You ordered the, you spent the money and.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, but you're still looking out for it.
Yeah. Maybe it'll just show up.
Oh, that's a good.
Maybe, maybe I'm just that good. It'll show
maybe
up.
Maybe I'll have to apply effort and do it myself. We don't know yet.
Maybe they'll be efforting, but. The Pier Project. I did sign up for an email as well. So. Mm-hmm. We'll see who's watching their phone at the time when Pure Project emails everyone. Say, you can order now.
Oh, they already did.
Oh, they did? Yeah. I missed it.
Great.
Damn it.
Way to go.
Damn it. I don't want to brag about anything else you missed.
Hey,
hey. I missed all the things. Whoa. Now I'm tearing down headphones.
Thanks, Louie.
So you saw the email and you just passed? You're like, nah, I'm not going to order it now.
Payday's Friday, so.
You got to wait till
Friday. I might go back and look at it then.
Yeah, and see if there's still some left. Because in the email you sign up for, they're like, it's going to go quick. We were not responsible.
Trying to build that scarcity.
Yeah, for whatever happens. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for not dying.
Yeah, that's a good lookout for.
Still haven't found my barrel-aged narwhal in cans yet.
Ooh.
I'd like that, please.
Where have you actively looked?
Oh, you mean you have to go out in the public?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Then no. But I went to two places.
I went to two places.
Isn't that enough?
Two places? I haven't heard of that.
Two places.
Is that new?
It's next to one place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But one place north, not one place south.
Oh,
Also ingrained one from Spindle Tap Brewing out of Houston, Texas.
You're a Spindle Tap.
Wow, Spindle Tap.
The less successful movie of this is Spindle Tap.
It's like a mockumentary about sewing, like hardcore sewers.
Yeah.
Spindle Tap.
I'd immediately just go Volkswagens because they have spindles. And wow. If you messed up the threads, you'd need a tap.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all cars have spindles, but I.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
I just gravitate towards Volkswagens.
Spindleless. Mine's spindleless.
Yeah, did you ever work on the brakes on your Mustang?
Yes.
Did you ever
pull with my dad?
Did you ever pull?
Like watching my dad, like, yeah, you're working on the brakes there.
So if you pulled the brake rotor off front,
I watched him do that.
There'd be a spindle.
Okay. I remember springs.
Spring.
Oh, maybe you had four wheel drum. Maybe you didn't have
drum.
Disc brakes.
It was drum brakes. Mm. They're drums. I remember.
It's always exciting.
Yeah. Did you play drums on your brakes?
I did not. They failed me several times.
Yeah.
You failed me for the last time.
I hit a couple things over the years. One or two.
Grandma, no.
My brakes. Told you I got bad brakes, Grandma. Shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have been standing there.
Should have been smoking in the middle of the living room again.
Jesus. Hey, I told you I had Brad brakes. What are you doing sitting in the living room?
Local Wendy's has new drive-thru.
Brand new drive-thru. Local Concordia Wendy's.
A local man, baby, crashes through side of Wendy's.
Hey, who the hell put a wall here?
Why would you put a wall here?
Sons of bitches.
What the fuck?
You guys got baked potatoes?
Hey, give me some chili.
You got some maybe, I know. Put all the crap into the chili. I don't care. It's good. Okay. Like Trent from Get Off My Podcast.
Oh, he's got a chili.
When he was a chili teenager, issues. He worked at Wendy's. And I love the chili. I'm like, oh, I love Wendy's chili. He's like, really? You want me to tell you what's in the Wendy's chili? I'm like, no, I don't want it. You know,
don't
he's
ruin like, this
we,
for
we
me.
We take all the scraps from the day and we put it in the chili. He's like, no, shut up, Trent. You son of a bitch.
All the scraps.
That's still good. I don't care.
Scrappers.
I don't care. That's all you're looking out for now.
Yeah, that's my looking out
oh,
for.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I should tangent myself.
Wow.
You know, it's bad if he tangents himself.
That's the lowest of the low.
I'm still looking out for something from Kansas Territory Brewing Company.
Wow.
Kansas Territory Brewing. I brought this up many times ago, long time ago. It's like the closest brewery next by Concordia, which is basically where all my mom's side is from, Concordia, Kansas. And it's like, so one day I was like, where is the brewery around Concordia? And I found this Kansas Territory Brewing.
Damn.
And they actually package. This is a tiny town they're in. Uh-oh. In northern Kansas, northeastern Kansas, kind of. And but they package somehow. And so I fear there's still a tiny shot for somehow getting this Kansas Territory here one day. And since now, Out of the Barrel carries Humble C from Santa Cruz.
You have to go nowhere.
I'm looking out for Boogie Board Olympics. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a really good boogie boarder,
by
the way.
Is that the sport you meddled in?
Yep. I am a meddler in boogie boarding. Super solid. It's got Citra, Azaka, and Nelson. They didn't do the, they replaced the Mosaic with Azaka.
Which one of these things doesn't Azaka belong?
So I still got to be good. It's Humble C. They're amazing. Yeah, that's what I'm looking out for. Looking out for. And we continue on.
Ooh, boy.
What's the... We need a new beer, sons of bitches. What is this lineup over there you have?
Those are the Colin and Janine beers.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was like, why are those sitting there?
Because they were getting them warm.
Louis, Matt, go to the beer and get a fridge.
Go get us a beer. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That is Matt. Go find him and friend him. And what have you? You can friends. Look and see what he's been drinking this week. What have you been doing?
Bombay by boat from Moonlight. Can't say I've ever had a beer from them before. They're also in Santa Rosa.
Does not sound familiar.
But my coworker Ricky, he was up at the Russian Rivers for what you can guess.
Snag some younger.
And so he brought me back.
That sounds wrong.
A moonlight beer.
Moonlight.
And then this next one has a name.
Ah, beer.
It's Astral Prism.
I'm sorry?
Yes. Astral Prism.
Okay. That sounds like where you go after you've been naughty.
And that was a 19.
Astral Prison, honey.
That was a 19.2 ounce double hazy from Modern Times.
I see what you're doing.
They had four packs in the fridge, and it didn't look like any of them were broken up. And I was like, well, I don't want to buy a whole four pack. So I just grabbed what they had in singles,
too much,
which
for me,
was cold brew coffee and 19.2s. And I was like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
So. And I picked up an Astral Prism, just in case anybody was wondering what that beer was called again.
When you're holding that beer and people see you drinking it, do they go, hey, Ass Man?
Yeah, I'm the Ass Man. Proctologist. That's going to go in this glass.
New beer entering the show from Exo Perro. What is it, Matt?
Gunner's Daughter, Milk Stout. A beautiful aromatic milk stout with bold flavors of peanut butter, coffee, and dark chocolate.
Getting that coffee. Ooh. Matt's Landing Brewing peanut Company. Butter. Matt's Landing. Matt's. We are the number one Matt's podcast. The
Matt's podcast.
In podcasting.
This is where they land. Is that what you're saying?
Matt's Landing. Sorry.
So I took.
Oh, wow. What the hell's going on here?
I get that I peanut butter.
Thursday, hardcore. Friday, and Saturday off from drinking.
Wow.
I think so.
That's a lot, dude. I can't handle that. Those are the worst days that take off from drinking, by the way.
Yeah.
unless you're working. I guess you're working, so
yeah, usually makes it a lot easier. Usually I get home at like,
you're like, I will 9, 10 o'clock. I go to the sleep now.
Yeah. It's easy to just go straight to sleep once I get off from work. And but my take home four pack was Tecumseh.
All right. That's pretty hardcore, dude. I'm not messing around.
So it I could have one of those in an evening, and I don't really need anything after that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. You should not have anything after that, because I've done something after that, and there were regrets.
And you started
there were regrets in the morning.
You started a new subreddit?
Yeah. Wow. There was a new subreddit.
Hangovers. I started a new subreddit. It's called Hangovers.
And then I had my other society can, the Coachman, which is their session IPA.
The Coachman.
I still have one more of those in the fridge. I don't know what I'm going to do with it just yet. I will drink it. And then
give it to a lucky listener. The first listener that calls at 559-492-0542 gets that can of Coachman.
Nope. Wow. It's mine.
Nope. Not a binding contract.
Stopped by From Out of the Barrel on Tuesday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday.
And yeah, it was a holiday. I saw that. Well,
for some people.
Some people.
I've been painting work, so.
Don't paint.
Yeah, the tap room looks a lot better.
Oh.
I've had, with help.
We'll see this weekend. I'm going to go see Friday. Yeah. I'll be there Friday.
It looks a lot better. And there's
There's
a lot less forest green on the inside of the building, which makes a big difference. Big
we'll see. Reggie says he's going to meet me on Friday. I might go down there with the producer even.
Whoa.
We'll see.
Hmm. But From Out of the Barrel, I had an Alvarado IPA. I'm blanking on the name right now. And then I also had a Penelope Pills. From, I believe it's Humble C.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Wow.
But that is I'm pills. Digging that beer. It's a straight up Pilsner. No frills, no bells, no whistles. It's just, you're just like, I'm not in the mood for hops right now. That's the beer you grab.
It's a good cleanser.
Yep. And then Tuesday was a jam-packed day. I had a haircut at 10.
I'm done. I get a haircut. I feel pretty accomplished. I'm like what? She's like, what you did do today, honey? Well, I got a haircut. Okay. Yeah.
Done. See you tomorrow.
So, yeah. Haircut at 10. Lunch with the family at noon. And I get a text message at 1:00. So you know what happened Tuesday, right? Think of beer related things that happened on Tuesday.
He doesn't like
new album release. Was there a new album release?
Beer related things.
Yes. Yunga.
Yep.
Yunga was in town.
So
Yunga was touring Fresno.
Gold's was the last place that tapped Yunga. They had a couple of kegs.
Yeah. Fresno, we have plenty of Yunga.
They opened.
So weird.
No big deal.
They opened to a line of people at 11 o'clock. And,
how did those people know?
The ABC 30 posted an article saying that Gold is going to tap it on Tuesday.
Did he say at what time?
They said Tuesday at opening, and then Gold is like, by the way, we're opening at 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
I didn't read it at all.
You obviously didn't.
I had to work. Well, I was like, I don't even want to know. I don't give a shit.
So I put it out in the ether. I was like,
this is where I'm at in life. Or Younger's in town. I'm like, I don't care.
I put it out in the ether.
I care.
I put it out in the ether. I was like, I have a haircut. I have lunch with
my hair's cut, guys. I'm freewheeling.
This is real easy. just let me get
it's
through.
It's not easy for me. You're not sitting in my chair where I have my mind that I have to filter out my mind and then try and make it work for the show.
I put it out in the ether. I just said, at 1:00, I'm driving to Tower District. To the left of Goldstein's,
to the left
is High Top Coffee, and I was like,
"Don't do it.
Just let me know.
Don't do it."
And so I started driving there, and I got a text message that said, "Get to Gold's right now." And so I got
Gold's right now.
I walk in the door.
You know what I'm talking about.
By the time I entered the front door to where I got to the end of the bar where Jake from State Farm, it was the front door.
Where's the industry door?
Oh, industry door.
So by the time I made it from
industry, where's the industry door?
By the time I made it from the front door to the back of the bar where Jacob from State Farm and Zach were, there out came a hand from Shayna, and it was a pour of Pliny the Younger.
I hope I get into the beer industry one day.
Yeah.
Anybody could have shown up there at 1 o'clock.
You got too can be industry. No, it was all industry.
You too can be industry, Mike.
Oh, man.
No. For the low price of $29.95.
There you go. 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You could buy my manual Younger. On how to
drinking
be
a Pliny the Younger.
Oh, do you have a seminar?
Yeah,
Nick?
I'm gonna conduct a seminar on how
you
to
have
be
one industry. Of those. What are they? Those masterclass things.
More like a timeshare seminar, but yeah. Let's go with that. I'll just trap you there for hours until you give me more money.
So yeah, that's a big That doesn't get better, bigger, being caught than that. Matt had a Pliny the Younger. Was that your first Younger?
Yep. That, to my knowledge. I want to say when Eureka opened many years ago, they had a Pliny on tap.
But not Younger.
I highly doubt it was Younger.
They had an Elder, I remember. They did not have Younger. I super remember. Wow. Was it exquisite as you always dreamed? Was it everything you dreamed?
It was all right.
All right. Nick, did you have any Younger?
No.
Well, passing on.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I didn't even bother. I knew where it was going and when it was going on, and I was like, it's not in the cards. I can't get there.
Yeah.
Quick, not well, even.
That was me.
Couldn't get there quick enough to get in the line to wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, there's plenty of other.
Let the kids do it. I did it. Yeah. All right.
Oh, one day I'll have it. Just not this day.
Not this day. Well, yeah, I hope that now. You know, we did it and everything was successful. And so I hope that Russian River is like, okay, now Fresno is one of the places that gets Younger kegs every year.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't last more than hours, right?
No.
I mean, maybe an hour?
It was like an hour and 45 minutes.
Spokeasy, it seems like Spokeasy had theirs going for a while. Because so, Ed was on... on the Fresno for adding me in, like, he was like, I can't believe you weren't at Spokeasy. And I was like, well, I was working, dude. He's like, well, I was just like, I had like three, I think he had three or four pours of it.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. How do you get that many pours of it?
Gazebo had a 5 gallon keg. Spoke had about 15 gallons worth, and same thing with Golds. So Spoke was also doing 8 ounce pours or 10 ounce pours. So they were, it went further.
Okay.
So if you had a...
They're doing smaller pours.
If you had a 5 gallon keg, that's about 50 pours.
Okay.
So if you had 15 gallons, it 150 people. Mm-hmm. So if there's 50 people at the bar, they each get three. Makes sense.
Man.
No.
Then at Katie. Were there other things you had?
Completely failing at Flagship February. Decided to drink
no flagships this week.
Well, maybe. Do you consider Citraholic from Beechwood as flagship?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think it's out enough to be a flagship.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, that is the one beer I think of a Beechwood more than any other beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it. I think for a flagship, I feel for a flagship, you have to have, it has to be year round. Like this, a core beer, like a flagship beer also needs to be a core beer, maybe.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So I don't think Citraholic can qualify under those conditions.
Damn it. What is Beechwood's? What would theirs be?
That's also a good question.
Amalgamator?
Okay.
That'd be a flex.
Okay. I think Amalgamator might qualify.
Oh, man. Had some Broken Skull from El Segundo.
Oh, that might be a flagship.
It might be becoming a flagship.
Yeah, it's getting, because I think they announced like they're distributing it. further out. So okay. If you're looking for that Broken Skull, I think they're getting it further out there. That Broken Skull was like when it was, you know, initially, I mean, maybe I haven't had it for a while. I'm sure it's still fine. But when it came out, it was like a major IPA. Like, this is really good and everybody should be having it.
All of the people.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it in my setup with the Citraholic.
Okay. Citraholic? Yeah. And you're like, still this is good?
It competed, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Had a 2020 Parabola from Firestone.
Parabola.
First one this
year.
Oh,
how's the Parabola this year?
It has become more even than ever before.
Uh-oh.
As in across the years.
Mm-hmm.
I think I bet if you took a 19 next to this one, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh. So is that boring or?
It's fine. I kind of liked the different variations of it throughout the years. But,
yeah.
If this is where they're settling, it's not a bad place to do so.
All right. Yeah. So you're recommending trying the Parabola this year?
Yeah, especially now that it's, if you never have tried it, now that it's in a 12-ounce bottle, you can personal beer fest and then still carry on with your
and still wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And do stuff.
Yes.
All right. That's all. The Nick 80.
Unless you want to hear about my Kirin Ichiban from Edoya.
Was it at? Oh, okay. Edoya, it's fine.
Yeah. It's good beer.
It's there. You know, you don't have many choices.
Yes. There's not many.
You got to do it. You're going to have to. It's situational beer there, big time. You basically have to. I don't even think they have Sierra there.
I bet you're right.
This is one of our major teppanyaki / sushi places in town. Mm-hmm. Maybe some considered the best. And you don't have a traditional craft beer option there. If you're going to drink beer, you're going to have some big Japanese beer, which.
Yeah, that's all right. Those meals are so heavy, you don't need a lot. Something with a lot of a backbone to it.
I had a lot of humble sea talk this week.
Oh, man.
Finally had a Socks and Sandals, which I've been looking out for that beer forever. And I did the whole, like, I basically inspired by Matt out of the barrel and made my own 4-pack. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think to do that before because I'm like, oh, they're not going to let me make my own 4-pack. I got to get the 4 of the same beer.
Nope.
Yeah. And then I saw Matt do it. I'm like, I'm going to make my own 4-pack too.
See, you're becoming industry little by little.
To the right of the coolers, they usually have a crate of 4-pack carriers just sitting around.
See, I didn't know. I just brought 4 up, and the guy at the bar brought one for me. He's like, you need that? I was like, yeah, good. Mm-hmm. So that was one of them. That's a really good beer. Wasn't disappointed. Also had another one of those beers was First City IPA from Alvarado Street.
Alvarado.
I think that was the West Coast I had.
Yeah. And I think Nick would like this because it's not hazy at all.
I like this. Say more things like that.
Super West Coast. So look for that First City from Alvarado. And also one of my favorite beers of all time at this point, the Mai Tai IPA from Alvarado Street.
Really?
I love the Mai Tai.
The one with the flamingos on the can?
Yeah, with the flamingos on there. I had another one out. While I was making this 4-pack, I had on the draft, the Coralitos Brewing Company. Wow. No Parole.
So you ordered IPA. An assembly beer?
I ordered a beer while I assembled 4 beers.
I was
out getting, you know, went to Jack's to pick up dinner.
Okay.
And then I ordered a beer and texted the wife, say, I'm having a beer.
Yeah. Food might be like, all
you
cold.
You can't stop me now. I'm here already. I didn't say what I was doing. I didn't say I was going to do that. But once I got there, I'm like, can't stop me now.
Wow.
I'm controlling dinner. So.
It'd be nicer.
You gotta be nice.
It's not coming home.
So that was a good time. I had in a local brewery in Cinerati.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Our friend Mike Samaya.
Yeah, Mike from had on the show a couple times. Mike's own side project / his own brewery, that Telekinetic Dynamite, is a New England IPA. Very good stuff. I'll recommend that. I had a Blind Pig because everyone was having Pliny the Younger.
So you went opposite direction.
Well, I'll just get a Blind Pig. And I'll be one of those guys like, actually, Blind Pig's better.
There you go. You can shame the younger guy.
Yeah, I can shame everyone. So I'm like, actually, I think Blind Pig's actually better. Do I have anything else? Oh, and I had the Tecumseh Avivia.
Oh, man.
From Tiogaskoya. Good beer. I made a TikTok video. Great. Yep.
Oh, man.
That's where I'm at in life.
Snapchat kicked you out, so now you're on TikTok.
Snapchat kicked me out for too much rawness. They're like, man, like, geez, guy. I know we're Snapchat, but come on.
Eddie Murphy wasn't even that raw.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to take my stuff to TikTok. And they're like, yeah, good luck.
We own TikTok.
We own it. So Mikey Topor on TikTok if you want to see me drinking that.
Woo.
That beer.
Tiki-taka.
Tiki-taki. Yeah, that's fun. We're having fun. How do you think? Yeah, we're having good.
Been fun.
We've been having the funs. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, just trying to figure out.
Whoa. And finally, the cheers is appropriate.
Is this finally it?
Yeah, this is really the cheers.
Just wait for it.
Oh no, you're playing the TikTok.
Here's the music for his TikTok.
Because that's funny.
Is it royalty free?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. NASA used it, so I used it. NASA did a video with it. I was like, that's fun. I need this. Nobody else is using it.
Wow.
That's why I didn't give out plays, because I didn't use a popular song.
Oh.
That was it.
Bouncing puppy video. You guys seen that?
I haven't seen that. Maybe. Maybe I've seen it. Yeah. Is it on TikTok?
No.
Well, I didn't see it then.
Okay.
Only see TikTok.
Wow.
Nick, Nick.
Oh, me.
Let's start from Nick. We'll start Nick. Cheers.
Now I'm not ready.
Threw you off, bro.
All right. Richard Sappington. These are untappers. He goes by Fresno Richard.
Yeah.
I think it's the first one that put
Fresno
City Richard. In front of their name.
Fresno right. Richard.
Fresno Richard. The original Hopaholic. Beer Horn 12.
Mm-hmm.
As always, Wazoo Corvette. And cheers to Colin and Janine for the lovely gifts and all the Weld Works stickers and the Friends of Colin and Janine stickers.
Yeah, Colin and Janine, they sent this package. We opened it up on the tailgate and they have stickers in there. They made stickers, Friends of Colin and Janine. Yes. Hashtag Friends of Colin and Janine. So you're going to need these stickers if you go to any Colorado bars.
That's right. They'll get you in.
Yeah, I'll get you in. Because you might have problems getting in otherwise.
You get to use the industry door.
Yeah. When you have this sticker. They're like, oh, man, please come around to the industry door. Don't go into this janky ass door. Go right in the industry door.
You have no door.
Yeah. Right, Nick?
That's mine.
And now we're good. And how about the Golden Gods? Who are the Golden Gods, Matt?
Das Golden
Who are these
Gods?
People?
The lovely people that opened their wallets for the show.
Oh, wow. Aren't they nice?
They don't have to, but they don't do.
Nope, not required to.
They choose to be selfless.
I'm choosing to be selfless. What is this $5 charge? Oh, I'm being selfless, honey. Okay.
It's a good deed.
It's a good deed.
Less than a fourth of a four-pack per month. You can help sponsor our podcast.
Aww. I'm not playing it again.
Oh, come on, do it. Patreon.com/perfectbar if you want to see what that's all about. These are the golden guys that give us money every month. They're so super cool. $5 or more.
Ooh, more.
And a little bit. We give a little bit back. We can listen to the tailgate. That's, you know, bonus show. What we're doing before.
Yeah. Entry into the porn.
And the other beer.
Oh.
Yeah, you get into the porn as well. And then you get, if you don't like Facebook, you're like, I know Facebook's kind of evil and shit. And there's some shady stuff going on there on the Facebook. You can also get into the Discord server, which finally got some life to it this week. Oh, is this a late show beverage?
You want another slice?
Yeah, sure. I like the slice.
Oh my god, no!
Oh my god. Do it.
Pick up another smoked barley wine?
Do it.
Hazy triple.
No barley wine.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one, too.
We can do it. Do it, bro. It. Yeah.
Are no. You sure? No.
We're having fun.
No.
Come on.
No.
It's fun.
The juice.
The juice.
You like the juice.
You like the juice. Also, cheers to everyone that I finally posted my newsletter. First time in a year, so... Everyone, all the Perfect Pour listeners that replied back or like gave positive feedback about it, and I really appreciated that. That sort of gave me some juice to do it again. So look for that in your email box coming soon. I have already another edition. I'm changing the name of it.
What?
I was calling it was just like the Top Pour
newsletter
for now. It's Drinking and Thinking.
Damn.
Because I felt like the Mikey Top Pour is like a little too like, not selfish isn't the right word, but a little egotistical or something. So I like Drinking and Thinking now. So Drinking and Thinking newsletter. If you want to get in there, there's a link in the show notes for my newsletter. If you care about that. Sorry. Blatant plug. Blatant pugs.
Pugs.
Follow the damn pugs. That's what pugs sound like.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's dead on.
Nailed it.
So everyone that shared that, really appreciate it. Everyone that like Jax Lion 82, that's Kevin. Everyone that contributes to the show, calls in the show, shares it on their social media, tells the folks about it. We appreciate that. That's the only way we can get better, dudes. And now also, we got a new iTunes review. Or Apple. It's actually called Apple Podcast.
Oh, Apple Podcast.
You can't call it iTunes. And that's from our buddy Drinking in the Northwest.
Holy crap.
It's this is the title is Fun and Informative. The guys on the show really keep it light and entertaining. You always get some good laughs and some serious beer culture. It's always fun to hear the listener call-ins and what everyone is drinking and what I need to look out for. These guys are knowledgeable, especially the bearded brewer. Oh, look at that. Most knowledgeable on the show.
Dropping knowledge.
I just wish Louie would get a little more airtime.
Wow.
Thanks for the show, guys. Keep up the good work.
He's asleep.
Donnie, drinking in the Northwest. Yeah, Louie's asleep on the chair.
Louis can't be controlled. He does. He cannot be controlled.
He can't hang.
Let's go, man. Let's open post party beer. Somebody,
I'm good.
Come on, Matt. I'll drink it. I'll just drink it myself.
I'm done.
Damn it!
Wow.
Nick, do something.
All
right. You're his older brother. You can tell him to do it. Tell him to drink it.
Oh, we'll be here all night if we wait for that.
I love gold.
Do it, you moron.
You're supposed to slap him in the back of the head and go,
drink it.
Drink it. Seat's taken.
Drink it, dummy.
Ooh.
Did you, now we're in the post-show mode, so we can, you know, ask personal questions.
Post-show.
Did you guys ever share a bedroom growing up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a bunk bed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was? Who had the top bunk? Matt? Now, was that out of, like, were you, Nick, you were like, I don't like the top bunk. You take top bunk.
The top was a twin. I think the bottom was a full.
Oh, so older brother got the full.
They're both twins.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the bottom was bigger.
Mm-mm. The bottom one was, you could swing it either way. It could be directly under, or it could be L-shaped.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We got some info there.
Yeah.
Info I did not know. I did not know you guys had shared a room.
Till 96, 7.
Yeah, about 10 years.
It's been rough.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thoughts. All my thoughts are racing. By the way, this beer that Matt refuses to have, it's damn good. It's a Turbo Nectar. The juice is loose from Slice Beer Company.
Silius.
Whole crap. It's good. The slices do it. Like, they are right there with the Urban Roots, man.
This one's juicy.
It's juicy.
It's juicy. It's got that.
So now we're just going to get sliced beer instead of...
No more Urban Roots.
Yeah, they're out. Slices in.
Wow. New Glory who?
New what?
New what?
Who? Oh, do you see the Save Mart? Our Save Mart here? They've got... I almost texted you guys. I was like, I'd rather them see it natural because I wouldn't want them to spoil it. How they've got the big 19-2s of gummy. They have a gummy worms.
Oh shit!
And Ubudink. I was like, and that Ubudink, people are like buying the shit out of that. Yeah, they're three something. So that was pretty exciting.
When are they going to start shrink wrapping those in packs of three?
Yeah, come on. Let's get it going. Like the 805 has those.
Right. Shrinkers.
All right. Thanks, everyone. All right. Yeah, we're going to keep drinking this Turbo Nectar and, you know, thinking about you. Hope you'll think about us, you know.
Yeah.
Perk Port Pod.
Yeah.
Get us on whatever, if you're going to write an article about this podcast. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Be safe.
Great shape. Oh, yeah. Be safe. Oh, God. Damn. Man was right. Be safe. Have fun. Check your day.
The top 4.